This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you haven't gotten on the road yet for Thanksgiving, you're probably thinking about it, but you also need to think about being safe and driving responsibly, among other things, during now and the holiday season upon us. So we thought we'd talk about that with Illinois State Police District 7 Safety Education Officer Jason Wilson. Trooper Wilson, how are you?
I'm doing good, Will. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. We should say, by way of disclosure, that we're talking late in the morning today, and you've been out at the scene of the sort of thing you really don't like to have to deal with, any time, but especially this time of year, right? You're at a semi-accident on I-80 in Henry County?
We are right now. We're kind of at multiple scenes, back and forth it seems like, but it all stemmed from a semi-crash that we had about 3 o'clock this morning, which was hauling ethanol that caught fire.
Wow.
So that ended up closing down the entire interstate where we had to use the road that parallels 80, which is US 6. And while trying to maintain and get this scene under control, all of a sudden we had two crashes over on US 6, and we had to shut down our detour as well. So it's been a very busy holiday travel season already, and we really haven't even gotten to the holiday yet.
You know, that's something, and I imagine in a case like that, that can happen at any time. But when you're having to take a detour like that because of an accident, that's really one of the main times you need to be perhaps extra careful when you're driving, right?
You absolutely have to pay attention when you're on a detour, especially for something where it's a quick, hasty setup of a detour, because what's going to happen is you're going to have many people that are getting off the interstate that are traveling across the country that will have no idea where they're going. And unfortunately, in both cases, it was inattention that caused both crashes. So the biggest thing we need to stress, especially this travel season, is make sure that you are paying attention to the road in front of you. Don't pay attention to the seat that's behind you. Don't pay attention to that phone. Or in one case of one of our crashes, don't pay attention to the pet that's jumped into your lap. You need to pay attention to the road. And the road only, because that's where the danger is actually at.
Well, it's kind of hard to pay attention to the road when a dog jumps in your lap. I'm just saying, though.
That's true. But I guess that's also a simple travel tip of make sure you secure your animals so that they're not jumping around in your vehicle to distract you.
Yeah, very true. So what kind of, in terms of a holiday travel, what kinds of problems do we see the most? Is it that inattention? Is it some of the things we see at other times of the year in terms of, people using cell phones or DUI or things like that? Is it a combination of all those?
It really is a combination of all of them, especially when a lot of people call it Blackout Wednesday, which is one of the newest terms to describe this evening.
Jeez.
With all the college kids coming home, and then they want to go out and they want to meet up with their friends that they haven't seen for a semester. So they get together, and they can obviously make some really, really bad decisions once they get into the night and start partying and having a good time. But then you add the increased traffic. You add the fact that everybody has all of their family plans that they want to get to, and they have all these parties they have to get to, and people start to rush. People get very distracted. People are obviously partying a little bit more than usual. All of these lead to what could be a perfect storm of bad decisions on the roadway. So we want to make sure that everybody just takes a step back, take a deep breath, understand that the ultimate goal when you get on the road is we want you to be able to get to where you need to go safely. Going there as fast as you possibly can, it could endanger your life or the lives of others. So we need everybody to just kind of relax, give courtesy to everybody on the roadway that you're sharing it with, and once you get to your destination safely, you've won. That's all it comes down to. If you're a few minutes late, so be it. We'd much rather everybody, and I'm sure the people that you're trying to see would much rather see you versus not see you because you decided to get in too much of a hurry, or you have to text and let them know that you're going to be late, or whatever it might be. Just pay attention to the road, get there safely, and then that's all we need to see for this holiday season.
This is maybe kind of a random question here. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But given this time of year with the sun setting earlier and it getting darker earlier, does that kind of play into some of the problems you may see or may respond to on the roads?
Well, this time of year brings in kind of a special challenge. Not only do you have it getting darker earlier, but you also have the fact that it's time for the deer to go out and start playing. So they're going to be pushed out of the field as increase of drowsy driving crashes as well. So, yes, these do also play into some of the dangers that we're all going to face as we get on the road with your families this holiday season.
As much as I know that you and your colleagues would like to have the holiday off as much as the rest of us, did I see something where on some interstates in Illinois there might be a heavier presence of state troopers on the highways?
Yes, there is, actually. We've got Operation Fair that is in effect from 10 until 8 p.m. this evening. I'm sorry, 10 in the morning until 8 p.m. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do is they're trying to get a high visibility presence to, more than anything, get people to slow down because of all the things that are out there, the biggest problem is still people that are speeding. Everybody thinks that they can go the 5, 10, 15, 20 miles over and they're just fine. The problem is that the faster you go, you can't beat physics. The faster you go, the harder you hit something. The harder you hit something, the more it's going to hurt. So we can't have people out here speeding, especially with all the traffic being the way that it's increased just for today, especially. So we do have troopers that are going to be every 20 miles or assigned every 20 miles on interstates 55, 57, and 80. And they're out there mostly to be a high visibility presence. It'd be great if we didn't have to actually get out and pull somebody over because we don't want to ruin anybody's holiday. But we know what happens if people just drive unchecked.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Any other things that we need to know, or any other tips maybe that we should think about as we head out today and over the weekend?
The biggest thing is, once again, because the situation today is a shining example, you really can't anticipate some of the delays that you're going to have. So give yourself some time to be able to get where you need to go, but understand that you're sharing the road with everybody else. So everybody's trying to get somewhere as well. Be courteous to your other drivers. Make sure that you're using your turn signals. Give yourself plenty of room to maneuver. Don't follow too close behind somebody. Also know where your route is, know where you're going, know where your next exit's going to be. So that way you don't have to try to cut anybody off to get to that exit. And then last but not least, obviously the biggest thing, make sure that you are wearing your seatbelt, because the unpredictability of what's happening out there on the roadway, these things save everybody's lives, and you don't have time to put it on if you're in the middle of a crash. You need to have it on beforehand. It's the one thing that you can absolutely control out there on the road.
Did anybody get hurt in any of the accidents on I-80 and Route 6 today?
There was one driver that was transported from the scene, but no major injuries or only minor injuries or no injuries for all the other crashes.
And I know we did talk about the high visibility patrols on the three interstates today. This is not the only time this holiday season that we'll see an increased police presence, correct?
That is correct, because we do have special details where we hire back or have officers come on overtime during their time off to come out specifically to focus on different aspects of traffic control or traffic enforcement. So we have speed details, we're going to have occupant restraint details, we're going to have distracted driving details, and obviously alcohol or other drug driving details as well.
Okay. All right, Illinois State Police District 7 Trooper Jason Wilson, thanks so much for your time, and happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you'll get out of your car sometime today.
Well, that'd be a good thing. I appreciate that. Thanks, Will. You have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Again, Trooper Jason Wilson on Galesburg's Evening News. We will check sports next on WGIL.